Yeah.
Hey.
Are we on?
We're always on.
No, I didn't push the record button.
It's recording.
Oh.
Hang on. Let's sync. There we go.
Okay.
You better liven up.
I am live.
I can tell right now something's up.
Well, mental states.
Oh, let's talk about that today.
Mental preparations.
You mentally prepared for this today?
No. I'm preparing for other things.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
This is somber already, dude. Yeah.
Anyway,
this is gonna be a good show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to another episode of Two Beers and Two Mics.
That's not exhilarating like it usually is. Oh. It's all right, don't worry. Hey, I forgot my hat. Hang on. You keep the audience going.
Always.
How you let me forget my hat, bro?
I thought you want to show off your ugly haircut. I almost tripped and fell. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. As always, appreciate you. Always subscribing, always commenting, liking, doing all that good fun stuff. We always check those out, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Appreciate you.
We're back.
We're back.
You look so different with a hat.
I look better, though.
Sure.
Dude, this haircut is so bad.
Not that
that
bad.
Girl has no idea what she was doing.
Not that bad. Probably didn't give her correct instructions.
That's not true. I told her exactly what. Are we listening? Are we good? 666. Oh, that's why. Okay, we're good. What
would you say?
That was a lot to jump over that.
Uh-huh.
41.
And you play ball all the time.
41.
Right? Open them up. Which one do you want?
I don't care.
Okay.
Take that one. I'll take the 9.5. I'll go deep first.
This is what?
I think that's 7.5. Right?
You don't know.
It says it, doesn't it?
I'm looking. Don't yell at me.
Shout out New Belgium, like always, every week.
Doesn't say it on here. Oh, yeah, it does. 9.5.
Oh, yours is 9.5 too? Shit, pull it up. It's Sunday fun day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Woo. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Yep. Look at you. Rookie.
Are we good?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Hi, James.
Hey, Nathan.
Nice. What's up, gray shorts?
Nothing but gray shorts. How are you doing?
I'm wearing the kid today. This is what should
I am wearing the kid, too.
This is what the game should be. Logo should be.
Is it a Pete Rose?
No, that's...
No. Who's the logo? Is it Pete Rose?
I don't know. This logo?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it should be this logo. Everybody.
No, it shouldn't. You have the best hitter in baseball.
How dare you? Do you know where you are right now?
I said he's not the best hitter. I didn't say he's the best player. It's two different things.
How about we'll give him this. The best swing.
Prettiest swing, yeah.
Like Ray Allen's jump shot? Who has the best jump shot? Since we're talking about that now.
Like form?
Yeah. Don't say Sean Marion.
Hell no. Far from that. No, I can see Reggie. I mean, not Reggie. I can see...
Reggie shoots two-handed.
I can see...
I said it, Reg.
Ray Allen, yeah.
Who else has? I mean, Curry's got great form.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's too obvious, though.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson has good form.
Klay Thompson has good form. Who else?
Mike Miller. Did he have good form?
How about this? I got to say like this. Mike Miller. Yeah. Who else?
There's a lot of people. Glenn Rice had a good form.
Glenn Rice. Shout out Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice had good form. Allen Houston had great form.
Shit. Number 20.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Speaking of your Knicks, did you see... when they were in the playoffs, did you see that John Starks and Stephon Marbury were sitting courtside and they were just like freaking out, losing.
Yeah, I saw the whole Knicks on courtside.
That was so cool, man.
I love it.
Dude, I don't see a whole lot of other teams doing that.
Oh,
like Dwayne Wade shows up, you know what I mean?
But he's not animated like those guys.
No.
No.
It's pretty crazy.
Speaking of NBA, the NBA Finals Game 1 happened.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
What happened to the Mavs?
I think Game 1.
You think just Game 1 nerves?
No, I don't think nerves. I think Game 1, they're trying to figure out how Boston's going to play.
Oh, okay.
Especially with KP coming back, right? They want to see how he's going to be utilized, how healthy he is. And
they let him do whatever he wanted.
They're going to make a job. Well, they didn't trust that calf is going to be where it is, right?
Yeah.
So now it's going to come back down to game two adjustments, right?
Yeah.
I don't expect Kyrie to have that poor of a game. And I think Derek Lively will have more of an impact.
Okay.
Remember, they made a run where they cut it down to 8 points.
I know.
Right?
No, I was watching.
So I think that they had the formula.
Yeah.
They just have to start fast. And
for sure.
And Boston won't shoot that well again.
I don't even know what the end of the percentage was, but it was wild.
They made the most 3-pointers in the NBA Finals game. Like they won't, like when you had
an opening game or like the whole, like out of all finals. I don't remember this stat. Had to be like game one.
I don't remember this stat. But when you have Tatum only scoring 16 points and Brown only scoring 20 points.
But Jalen Brown is the best player.
Well,
according to Jason Kidd.
We'll get into that. But when Brown scored 20, Tatum scored 16, I think Chris Stapps had 23.
Yeah, he was shooting too. He was shooting
well. Derek White had 19. Like, they had a balanced attack.
Yeah. But do you think that's going to sustainable, though, like
no.
That?
No. No, I think KP's leg's going to get tired faster than we think, and jump shot's not going to be there because he's coming back from a calf injury. Tatum has been horrible the whole postseason, so I don't think that's going to continue. Even though he's averaged 30 points against Indiana, yeah. Most of that probably from the foul line. Their best player is Jaylen Brown.
You think so?
Oh, hands down. Their best complete player, offensively and defensively, is Jaylen Brown. Like without Jaylen Brown,
how about just in the playoff series this year?
For sure, Jaylen Brown.
Because the regular season, you could totally make an argument.
You can make an argument. But in the postseason, it's been Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is the most complete player on that team, and the most impactful player on that team is Derek White.
Right.
Right. He's the most impactful player on that team.
I got you.
But Brown is their MVP on that team, right? And especially the way Tatum not performing up to the standards that we have held him to.
I got you.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kid is absolutely correct. And what Kid said is to play mind games with Tatum. Now Tatum's going to go out there and force things even more, try to prove that he's the better player.
I know Jason Kidd.
Right?
So, Jason Kidd playing games.
He's so smart, savvy, dude. Right? So I think that is perfect.
Well, it's not just even being savvy. Like, do you remember the cup thing? They didn't have any timeouts left in that game, and he's like, "Hey, hit this cup out of my hand, so they have to stop the game.
So we get a quick timeout."
And, gangster of a move but, is that?
Hey, you do what you got to do, right?
That level of IQ to know that kind of stuff. He did that too, when he was playing, not just as a you know that.
Yeah, he knows.
Who did he run into? Like Don Nelson or something like that on purpose.
Yeah, he knows.
And then they called technical foul, so they got timeout.
Timeout. He knows.
Smart dude.
Yeah. So yeah.
Shout out Jason Kidd.
So Kidd is correct. He put pressure on Tatum to perform.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But Brown has been the best player on that team.
Right now, for sure. Yes. Jaylen Brown's killing it, dude. Right. Yeah. You can't take it away from him.
What do you think about game two? How he's gonna go 2-0 or 1-1 split?
No. I think it's gonna be closer.
I think it'd be a split. I think Dallas wins today.
And then I think they go and do the same thing. Games 3 and 4 is gonna be the same way.
It'll be 2-2 going to game 5.
That's what I think so too.
Yeah, it'd be 2-2 going to game 5. But I think Dallas
wins. That's a good blanket way of saying it.
I think Dallas wins today by 5.
Mm. Yeah. I think I have to sneeze.
It'll be like 123-118 kind of a thing. Yeah. Like 118-113 kind of a situation. Oh, God. Bless you. You're on camera.
Hey. Oh, fuck. I hate when I sneeze. Yeah. I'm 41, dude. It hurts my whole body. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You sneeze, you just throw your back out.
Oh, yeah.
Like convulsions.
It happens.
Yeah, get it out. We're old dudes.
So yeah, we're old dads. That's my thought process.
That's pretty good for the finals. Yeah, game 2's tonight, right?
Yeah.
This gap we have between games is awful. Just play every day.
It's TV.
Get it over with.
Money. I know.
Oh,
you can get over in a week if you wanted to.
That's what I say. I was like, why do two in a row, get a gap for travel, and do two in a row.
Every other day is fine.
That'd be fine.
Friday, Sunday,
I'd say go back to back, and then you have a travel day. And then
you can't go back to back.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can.
I think you go Friday, Sunday.
I can play back to back.
Tuesday, Thursday. Sunday, Tuesday.
Mm. Yeah, but then, okay, so there you go.
And then
eight days.
And on Thursday.
9 days.
And on Thursday. So 10 days total.
I'm fine with that.
Rather than 20.
I'd be fine with that.
Or 18 days, something like that.
Right.
All honesty, though, if you really wanted to, you should have Game 7 set up on Father's Day every year.
That'd be sick. Best Father's Day ever.
I mean, because it's a men's sport, right?
It is.
Granted, we have viewers from both genders or even other genders, but
all the genders. Are we gonna play that?
All the pronouns.
All the things.
But
I guess it is Pride Month.
I think speaking of Pride Month.
Oh, here we go.
Go right into since you just brought that up.
Just
my
gay
friend,
man. Here we are.
Right there in Pride Month. Okay. So
that's not even a segue.
You just went into it since
Pride. I guess.
Pride. So every year, every June,
yep,
sports teams show their appreciation for Pride Month by having their logo, you know, the colorful rainbow.
I saw this.
Right?
I know where you're going with this.
Right?
Ask me to name them all, but I know there's a few.
Did you know there was 9 teams that have yet to show their appreciation or show their representation or show their support for that, for Pride Month?
I mean, mean, do they have to though?
Have to? I would say. Well, don't you? Isn't it?
Each club is private. So,
but isn't it always like a PR thing though? Like,
well, NFL is a corporation, but the clubs are private. So
what's the difference between them not showing support for Pride and taking money out of their pocket because now people aren't going to pay for things or support their teams
because they're going to do like the rainbow flag Bengals uniform?
But what's different between that and then what like
you
what
like Cap, I threw the Bengals
and like what Cap did? You know, like I mean, you're still losing money, but NFL.
Are they though?
Yeah. Not as much as Cap, but still losing money. And you say it's a business.
You keep bringing that up.
and you
hate it.
And you keep saying
you hate like, that it's a thing.
It's a money thing.
Well, when it comes to Pride Month, or how about just any corporate entity that wants to celebrate something, like they do it for breast cancer awareness. Now they do it for all cancer, right?
Right.
And then they do Veterans Day. Right. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you know the 9 teams that...
So maybe they just... Now, this is just saying it out loud. Maybe they just go, hey, you can do this or you don't have to do this.
Maybe.
Or we just find out who all the Republican owners are.
Right. Do you know there are 9 teams that have yet to show the support? You know those 9 teams?
I don't.
3 of them are in the same division.
3 of them in your division, aren't
they?
Yeah. Steelers, Bengals, and not the Ravens, though, huh?
No, Steelers, Bengals, and Browns.
Gay anyway.
No, stop it.
Gay Ravens.
Well, but here's my question. So the 9 teams are the Falcons, the Bengals.
Wait, there's a lot of download bros in Atlanta. You heard me?
I know there are. The Falcons, the Bengals, the Browns, Cowboys, Broncos, Chiefs, Saints, Steelers, and Titans. Of those 9 teams, are there a team that surprised you that they're not?
Say one more time.
Falcons.
Okay.
Bengals, mm-hmm. Browns, mm-hmm. Cowboys, Broncos, Chiefs, Saints, Steelers, Titans. There's 2 teams on
here.
Honestly,
the Chiefs is the one that kind of goes, what?
Chiefs?
Like a little bit?
Chiefs.
Because you think like Patrick Mahomes.
Right,
a little
right.
Rudy.
And for me, the Titans.
Why?
Not Titans. Sorry. Saints.
Oh, New Orleans? Big gay population? I don't know.
Or Mardi Gras and all that stuff.
Is that gay? Is Mardi Gras gay?
Probably. But
I've never been to Mardi Gras.
In Atlanta.
Just that's the just Atlanta one is
Atlanta,
like, what?
Atlanta, right.
Maybe they're just keeping it down low like they are.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, it's crazy.
It's a little weird. But also, like, not that out of the ordinary, though. Not everyone has. Everyone's on to the corporate thing where it's like, you just do it for the month and then it's over. Like, you don't support it all year, though.
So why not do it then?
But you don't know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people just...
Well, we know that Cowboys aren't...
We know at the end of the day, it's like a little bit of a money grab, and they just pander.
So I'm surprised
that's all.
Jerry's not doing it, though.
Yeah, I don't... Well, you know where he lives.
Well, I'm just saying, though, like, if it's that much of a money grab, you would think he would do it just to do it for the money grab. And,
right.
And just for 30 days.
Maybe.
You know?
Like, but then... It might have player influence. It could be fan base influence.
I guarantee you, every player in the NFL has a gay player on the roster.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So why not?
Who's
support
gay
them?
In the NFL right now? Besides Patrick Mahomes,
he's the forefront, right?
Just the way he runs. You know, I'm like, what?
Coach. But I'm sure every player, every team has a player, whether or not they're in the closet or they came out. Every team
there's
has
been
a
openly
player.
Gay guys,
and I'm sure every front office person of every team is there someone that's
oh for sure
right
for sure.
So and I'm sure the owner knows that.
Well, there's also women that work there too that are
right. So why
what
not
was that chick that what was the chick that was a San Francisco 49er like a linebacker's assistant or something like that?
Oh yeah.
She for sure drove a Subaru and played a lot of softball.
Yeah. So why not support those players and your employees?
I don't know,
because you know you have them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you know you're like someone like
maybe Atlanta. maybe those teams don't have it.
But someone like Atlanta, you know your population
it's
in
right
that,
there.
It's right there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right?
It doesn't bother me, but it is interesting.
No, I mean,
it's an interesting thing.
It doesn't bother me, but it kind of bothers me. But it doesn't bother me to a point where like okay, whatever. But it bothers me to a point where like I don't understand why not.
Because they used to always do it.
Right.
Maybe that's why. And
right.
Now they're like, we don't have to do this.
Right.
Shit. I'm just saying, they don't have
so
to.
So why, yeah, why the change?
I don't know.
Well.
It is kind of strange, but whatever. What else you got? Big dog?
Well, speaking of
other genders?
Falcons, Bengals, Browns, all that stuff.
Staying on football.
Did
let's
you
go.
Hear, did you hear the rumor about who's going to be on the cover of Madden 25?
Joe Burrow.
Why? Gay.
Just, yay.
I mean, like, but what has he done? What has he done to earn the cover of
I don't
Madden?
Know. I don't know. He's a half... hurt every time.
Right.
So
why him? Like, I would have picked
Josh Allen.
No, he was on it.
Oh, he was already on it. Who else would you put?
Oh, it has to be a quarterback.
Sauce Gardner.
I would give respect to Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald? That's a solid one, actually. But because he just retired.
Right.
Well, hold on.
Has he been on cover, though?
No.
So I'm saying, so why not?
Ooh, who else could be?
I mean, he's been 99 ranked at whole career, right?
That's,
so
yeah, pretty much.
Why not give him the?
Maybe his rookie season he wasn't.
So why not give him that?
Does that count the whole time? Because I know that like Bobby Wagner was like 98 for a long time, and then mid-season they bumped into 99. Then they gave him the plaque and all the shoes.
I think
and all
if
that
you reach 99, you reach 99.
Yeah. Even if it's not consistent. Correct. Like, you do it.
Right. Oh, so why not give him that? Cool, man. Why not give it to him?
Do you even play Madden? I don't even play Madden.
I used to a lot. Now I don't do it anymore.
I mean, when I was a kid, like 2004, 2005. That was my jam.
So why not? Like, I would give it to Aaron Donald. You could give it to...
I'm not giving it back to Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm just saying, though. Like,
what if you put Taylor and Travis on it?
Or Travis.
Well, he'd want Taylor in there.
Well...
Are they still a thing?
Are they? Yeah.
At least for marketing?
At least for marketing purposes.
They got to stay together?
You know?
It's like Beyonce
or,
and Jay-Z.
Or JJ.
Oh, yeah, a little ode to JJ. You can put TJ Watt on there. He's a defensive player of the year every year, it seems like.
I'm just saying, though. Or Myles Garrett. I mean, I think there was other players you could have put on there that has done something more than what Joe Burrow has accomplished yet.
Yeah, you're just a hater on the Bengals.
No, I'm not hating. You agree with me.
I agree with you.
You know? Like individual aspects of it. Like, what has he done? Like, individually, what has he done?
Besides go to the Super Bowl once?
Correct.
No, he hasn't won anything. No. Has he been first-team all-team yet? First-team
all-pro? I don't think he has. I don't think he has because... It's either been Mahomes or Lamar.
I don't want to be in your shot because now you lean back.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
You know what I'm saying? No, like, think about it, because Joe Burrow came in the league in 2020, right?
Yeah.
And we're 4 years in. Yep. It's either been Mahomes or Lamar as MVP.
You can put Lamar on it, but he already had it.
He already
once.
Had her.
So
I don't want him again. Give it back. So what I'm saying.
Curse is real.
Oh, for sure. So go ahead, bro. I'll be on that cover, right? So what I'm saying.
Yeah, I fully support that.
So what I'm saying is, though, Mahomes or Lamar has been the MVP ever since Burrow's been in the league.
Yeah.
So one of them is going to be first team, the other one is going to be second team. So I don't think Burrow has ever been all pro.
Oh. I'm trying to think defensively, who else could be on that team right now?
There's nobody other than Micah Parsons. You can sell a shit ton of them.
Yeah. That's a good call. Micah Parsons. You said Myles Garrett, TJ Watt.
For me, though, it'd be Aaron Donald. Like, yeah. He would be the guy that I would have put on there.
I don't know who else would be on there.
But I don't know if you have to be a current player.
I don't think so. They do legacy covers.
So, I mean, you can do that. You can't...
You can put Ray Lewis on there.
Yeah.
It would be dope. Ed Reed.
Yeah. You can't put Tyreek Hill...
What if you just put 2,000 Ravens on there?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fantasy.
You can't put Tyreek Hill just because of his baggage. With the 10
kids. That's true.
And you can't
dude,
just do it.
What are we... 10 and counting.
In like 4 months.
Is he trying to get his own reality show?
I don't know, maybe. Trying to catch up to Philip Rivers.
Dude.
But he says it one
Philip Rivers is doing it on purpose.
Yeah, and with one woman.
I don't know what his Tyreek's problem is.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I would my vote would be Aaron Donald. If it had to be someone currently, I would say JJ.
Man. Yeah, maybe that one would be a good one. I'm trying to think who else out of this.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I mean, Micah Parsons would be another good one, I think. TJ Watt were a good one. Myles Garrett, defensive.
I don't know
player.
Why I can't think of any defensive other than like those top five guys, right?
Yeah.
That's all you'd want anyway.
Right. You can even put Aaron Rodgers by the Jets if you wanted to. I don't care. But I just didn't think because at least he won a Super Bowl.
He already had his Madden curse last year.
At least he had a Super Bowl, and at least he won MVPs. I mean,
four.
I'm saying at least he won bad, something dude. Individually.
He's got off his rocker, dude. What is wrong with that guy? Hey, that's CT. When you have. That's when you have. Yeah, but that's when you have too. Much,
yeah.
Yeah. Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
That's when you have too much influence, I guess. Like you just kind of take your platform goes like you're pushing the envelope.
Well, he's in New York
platform.
Now, so his platform is bigger.
Big. Oh yeah, but like way some bigger of the
than
stuff he's saying.
Way bigger than the little puny Green Bay.
But some of the stuff he's saying, you're going, come on, man.
Oh, for sure.
We actually got in trouble on TikTok for talking about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Have you not noticed our TikTok following just fucking drop? Which is kind of silly when they're like, you know, they put the, I won't say the acronym, but you know, or the disease, but we talked about it and then it just dropped. Like, what the hell? And I can't get it to come back. I try to do the timing stuff in social media. So stupid.
It's okay.
Hey, speaking of it though, did you see the trivia one go?
Yeah.
Dude.
Pretty good.
6,000 views. I know it's not a ton. I'm not Jesser. I'm not Mr. Beast. But hey, we're doing all right.
You're doing good. That's pretty good.
A lot of people were commenting. That's nice. I like that. Over 100 plus likes. I like that.
Yeah.
Cameron's laughing at me. Why are you laughing?
What do you say?
He said, because we're not Jesser.
Oh. Yeah.
That kid does some cool stuff. Shout out Jesser. I don't even know what.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No. Jesser, I heard about it.
He just plays ball.
Yeah.
With his friends. Or like he went and spent, what did he do? 50 hours with Julius Randle?
Yeah. Did all the workouts.
Before a playoff game? That he didn't play in, but he was just there. You know, doing all stuff. It was kind of cool to see, but I'm like, this kid gets to, and then, but Julius Randle uses him for a platform because he's got 17 million.
Of course. Why would you not use him? I'll use every bit I could.
Yeah, but I was watching this, Cameron and I watched this video, and I was like, what the hell, man? How does he even get this?
And it's simple. Like, it's not that.
He just goes and, like, they ate together. They talked about, like, what pregame. They just talk about his daily routine. They talk about Julius Randle's, like, watch his son play football and all this stuff. It was cool. Yeah. And they went to the game.
Randle's is in a trade talk with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ooh.
Would you trade Randle for Cat?
Absolutely.
I would not.
You need a little Cat on your team.
Yeah.
We see you.
No, Kat. I would not because I don't think.
Dude, that guy's voice bothers
but
me.
But I don't think it elevates New York. I think it's a lateral move.
You don't have to put the offense through him like you do with Randle. Randle's expected to go through.
Not anymore.
Well, because Jalen's there.
Correct.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
I think Cat is a better offensive player than Julius Randle. I said it.
I can't even agree with that.
Why?
I think it's lateral. I really do.
You think they're the same? You just, check, one check, guy's
check,
just.
Check their stats. Like okay,
I'll see what I can do.
I believe,
keep this audience busy after I drink this beer.
I believe they're pretty equal. Other than both went to Kentucky.
This is what Two Beers and Two Mics is about.
They both went to Kentucky. One's number one pick. One was number seven pick, I think, in the draft. But I think that they are really the same player, just one's taller. But Randle rebounds better. And I think Randle's more aggressive on the offensive side of the ball. Like,
shout out StatMuse.
Like, Cat just shoots threes, and he doesn't go down low. Randle will body you up. And Randle shoots threes.
I want to see the actual. Okay, so.
And Randle shoots threes.
This is what I don't like. It's hang on. So what they talk about here, this isn't the one.
Now, you could use Randle to get Kevin Durant.
All they talk about in this, I'll find the actual comparative stats. But what they're saying against each other, what they've done, Julius Randle's averaged 20 points, 10 boards, 2.4 assists in 21 games versus Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh.
That, hold on, I'll find the comparison.
Like you can use Randle for Kevin Durant. You can use Randle to get Devin Booker. True. You can use Randle to get.
I saw Kevin Durant, Chet.
Yeah, you're
Chet
working out
and
Bobo
and Bobo.
Yeah,
which I was like, well, Bobo plays for the Suns, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
but what's Chet doing there?
Chet loves KD.
Oh,
he wears his shoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
dude, that is a lot of height.
That's a lot of
that's the largest three, humans in the world.
That's three unicorns.
It looks like all three of them at the same time.
All they need is KP to go there, and then they have four unicorns right there.
Who would be the point guard of that team?
Kevin Durant.
No, but come on.
Yeah, for real.
Come on. Find another 7-footer who could be a point guard. Come on. Now we're playing this game. We're in it. We're in the game.
I know. I'm thinking. Don't think of the other teams that have tall guys.
Ooh, I got some Giannis? Stats. Why not?
Is he then, seven? Is he okay. 7 feet though?
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
I don't know if he's 6'11", 6'10".
How tall is he?
I think he's 6'11".
Oh, that's it? I thought he was like 7'1".
No, he's not 7.
Man, I got to look this shit up too.
AD maybe? Does he have enough ball handling skill? I'm trying to think of the teams that have 7 foot. Not Rudy Gobert.
6'11".
Yeah, I told you.
Damn. Okay, you want to go to your your Julius Randle versus
Cat?
Overall, so far.
But how many years in the league has Randle been in more than Cat, though?
Hang on.
I want to say
seasons.
Three.
Julius Randle has one more season than Cat.
Okay.
One 10 versus 9. Okay. Ooh, I like this game, man. I got this shit all set up. Okay. Shout out landofbasketball.com. Okay, here we go. This is going to be good. Let's start with awards. Actually, let's start with All-Stars. Julius Randle has 3. Cat has 4.
Okay.
Already better, dude. All-NBA teams. Julius Randle has 2. Cat has 2.
Oh.
Rookie of the Year. Karl Anthony has 1.
Yeah.
And Julius has 0. Who won it when Julius was playing 10 years ago? 10 years ago.
Was 2014?
Oh, we did this already. We just did it last week.
Yeah, we did.
2014. We did 04.
We did 04.
Shit.
I don't know. Hang on.
Let's go points per game. This is over their seasons.
Well, see, here's the problem, though. because
already combative on the answers.
No, because context matters, right? Randle was never the guy when he first got in the league.
Not with the Lakers, no.
Right.
No.
So his points per game is going to dip because of that.
It's closer than you think, though.
I know. I'm saying I know Cat has more because he was always the guy able to score, but Randle was not able to do that as a Laker because then Kobe was still there, wasn't he?
Yep.
So you just don't have the opportunity to do that until he left there. So what? But what is it?
So here we go. So points per game, Julius Randle's 19.1. Cat is 22.9.
So I'm gonna call that even.
No, you'll call this next one even. Julius Randle rebounds per game 9.4. Karl Anthony Towns 10.8. That's even. And the other one is like, look,
Randle's were like 4 inches shorter.
Yeah. Assists per game, Julius Randle has it 3.7. Cat 3.2. Steals per game, dead nuts 0.7. And blocks per game, actually, Karl Anthony Towns, which he's there for defense.
Correct.
You know, he's taller, so. So, I'm trying to find something like.
So, do you agree though? It's a more of a lateral move than you realize.
No.
Okay.
I think Karl Anthony Towns is a better player.
Offensively.
Offensively, that's all.
But not defensively.
Well, if you look at the defensive game,
is Cat a better fit for Tom Thibodeau's system?
No.
Julius Randle is
because he's gonna be like, "Don't yell at me, coach."
Right. Julius Randle is right for that
supposed
mindset.
To laugh at that jokes.
Isn't New York though that tough grinded out kind of a mindset?
That's true.
And that's Randle. Mm.
Yeah, it is Cat overall offensively on all of this. Just it's what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean he had more.
But he has a different. I'll go with you on this. Julius had a different upbringing. How about
right,
that?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean, different team
to a career.
I mean, he had Pau Gasol with him end of their careers, but right. He had Pau Gasol and Kobe,
two Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
it's not unfortunate.
Yeah, Pau should not.
Everybody's
be a Hall of
Famer.
Pau should not. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go back to this. There was something I was looking at. Let's just stay on NBA for a second. There was something I saw, and I want your opinion on this. And this might not be, I don't know. Where did I see this shit? Hey, tell them to be quiet. Oh, fight them right now. It's not too bad, but you know.
No.
Okay, there was something I saw, and it was Jokic versus Shaq, and everyone said that Jokic would kill Shaq, and I'm like,
no, let's get serious.
Hey, internet, knock it off.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
What are your thoughts on that? Swallow that.
I mean,
for a second.
I mean, Joker will be in the Hall of Famer just because everybody gets in. Sure. But Joker will never be a top five center of all time.
Oh, here it is, right here.
Do you agree with that?
Hoops Mix Only at Hoops Mix Only. We follow you on Twitter. It says, "Let's be honest, Nikola Jokic would dominate Shaq," and then the comments go wild. Obviously,
yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, I'll take Cleveland Shaq right now, and he would. Put up a big fight against that dude.
Who's top five centers of all time?
Oh, you just want to. What do you want to say that for right now? Why bring that up?
Just I'm asking.
Kareem, Olajuwon.
You don't have to put them in order. Just give me.
Okay, Kareem, Olajuwon, Shaq. Damn it. Tim Duncan.
He's not center. He's power forward.
Oh, I'm not saying Robinson then. Man, who am I missing? Patrick Ewing? And then probably Jokic, really.
So you're taking Jokic over Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Shit. You got me.
I'm just asking.
How about, Wilt the Stilt in there. I'll take him over Bill.
But you know what I'm saying? You named sixth, obviously.
Right.
Now, would Joker ever crack that list?
To be honest, I know he's got like, what, 500 MVPs now?
He can probably surpass Ewing. But I wouldn't even put you in top five. I would put Bill Russell and Will in the top five.
Okay.
So therefore, for me, Shaq, Kareem, Olajuwon, Will, and Bill Russell, right? Those five, I don't think would ever be removed from top five.
Right.
So therefore, I can't put Jokic in the top five conversation.
But Shaq has to be in there, dude.
No, for sure. I'm saying it. So I can't put him in that top five conversation, which means therefore he can never be better than Shaq.
So Shaq is more of a, and also
if Shaq played right now, you don't think he would have three MVPs?
Oh. Duh.
That's right.
Hey, Shaq right now, because one, they're not going to foul him, and he's getting all the dunks.
All the dunks. Right.
He was, when we talk about influential players.
Oh my gosh, he's up there.
He's up there, 1,000%.
1,000%.
I don't see how you can't overlook that.
No.
Nobody played the game like him.
No, nobody ever will.
Olajuwon had really good footwork, don't get me wrong. Gosh, he was finesse, he was fancy, he was good. But there's something about Shaq. Shaq had finesse too. It wasn't talked about. They just want to be like, he's dominant, big, he blocks shots, he's just monstrous, right?
He can move. He has good footwork as well.
How many times we've seen this highlight 100 times, but how many times have you seen that dude go coast to coast and slam it on somebody's face? Oh my God,
and cross over and slam on somebody's face. Yeah. Or the spin move and slam on somebody. Yeah. I mean, like,
dude, you've seen it and you're like, that dude is 7'3". What are we doing?
So for me,
7'3"? 7'2"?
7'1", yeah. So, but for me, there's no one gonna be one like that, you know. And so
that's why he has to be in top five.
But this is why I cannot remove Kareem. I can't remove Elijah Warren. I can't remove Shaq. I can't remove Bill Russell. I can't remove Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
I can't remove those guys for what they've done to the game.
So the internet's wrong again.
Okay. Again, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Joker will be a Hall of Famer.
No.
Joker will be
top 3 MVPs.
Joker is top 10.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe even top 7.
Yeah, you could say that.
Maybe even top 6. He's just not top 5.
How would he get into the top 5?
He would have to win three more championships.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 3 more MVPs. Like, he could?
No, three more championships and at least.
What's more likely, championships or MVPs for that dude? MVPs, because it seems like you could put him in every moment of time.
I would say at least 2 more MVPs and 3 and 2 more championships. Yeah. So, I mean, he'll have 3 and 5.
Yeah, for sure.
Then he probably be, I would have to remove. Oh boy, I don't know who I would remove. Maybe Elijah Warren, because he didn't have that many MVPs.
Just two, not one MVP, right?
One MVP and two championships.
Two finals MVPs.
Yeah. So I would have to remove Elijah Warren.
But so many players give him the nod, like, dude, I know. Elijah Warren, man.
Well, he trained a lot of the players.
Yeah, I know. He trained Kobe.
Yeah, exactly. He's trained LeBron.
Dude, speaking of the step throughs and all the up and unders and stuff. My son Cameron's been doing this shit all on his own right now, watching it and doing it. I was watching him before practice the other day. I was like, whoa, I've been trying to show you this stuff, and now he's doing it. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
Good for him.
What do you got? What do you got, producer? One MVP. One MVP, right? Oh, he's got basketball encyclopedia.
Who's one MVP?
Yeah, two championships, two finals. Yeah. I said it, but thank you for covering. Love it, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. So for me, yeah, he won't be removed. Let's go back to the NFL real quick. I have a trivia for you.
This is what everybody loves.
Okay, you ready?
NFL trivia.
NFL trivia.
Oh, I'm going to get screwed
who
up
who is the
this.
Only NFL quarterback to throw over 400 yards in his first two NFL games and never to throw 400 yards in his 11-year career?
Oh, my God. He did it twice in the first two games and then never did it again?
I want to shock you, actually.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to try. It's a homer move. No, sorry. No, that was a homer move.
No,
my bad.
No, it's going to shock you.
Okay, hang on.
Because you would think he would have had at least another one.
Drew Brees.
Nope.
Yeah, no, because he had 5,000 yards that one year.
Yeah.
And you don't get 5,000 on a 16-game schedule without at least 400 multiple 400 yards.
500, yeah. He wasn't a league MVP.
He was.
Yes.
Oh. So it's not Phillip Rivers. That's just cheap shot. I'm sorry, Phil.
Correct.
Hang on. He was an MVP.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you more hints?
He's just a one-time MVP.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you need more hints?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Because it's not Tom, it's not Peyton, it's not Aaron.
Correct.
I'm just doing like...
Process elimination.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Is it Lamar?
No. Lamar has two MVPs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Haters, suck it.
Yeah.
I'm on the Ravens train.
We'll talk about that for a second.
Okay.
We'll
let's see. Hang on. There's not that many.
No.
There can't be that
not.
Many. I got to be close, though.
Do you want another hint?
Is it going to give it away, you think?
I can give you.
I got to get this into a minute clip. Let's go.
I can give you two hints, I think.
Oh, give me one. Give me one. Hold on. One more thought, real quick. He was an MVP.
Yeah.
That's not Patrick. But he's a quarterback. Damn. Rich Gannon?
No.
Damn it.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
It was a good guess.
Because he was league MVP.
He was league MVP, yep.
I don't know what year we're going with, so I'm just kind of thinking.
We can go.
No. Phil Simms?
No.
He was a league MVP, though, right?
I don't think so.
Shit. Making things up again.
Yeah,
that's what
much.
We do on this podcast.
You want an easy hint or a hard hint?
Hard hint. Let's go.
He'd been to a Super Bowl.
Well, it ain't Eli. He's never won an MVP.
Correct.
Damn it.
You want the easier ones?
Hang on. Brad Johnson?
No.
Damn it. He didn't win MVP. He won Super Bowl MVP. Damn it. Damn it, James.
You want the easier hint?
Yeah, go.
Number one draft pick.
Oh, shit. Still don't even know. I still don't know right off the top of my head. This is going to shock me But at the same time, I'd be like, oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
At this point, all these pretty hints, much. People are screaming into their phones.
He has a podcast.
He has a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is it a popular one or?
He has stirred up some controversies.
Oh, it's Cam Newton.
Correct.
Shit. Shout out Cam Newton.
Yep.
We think you're crazy. Hey, thank for beating all those eighth graders' asses, dude.
His first two games in the league when he played Cardinals here, and I forget his second game.
He never threw
400 yards after that. His 11-year career.
He ran, though, so much, too. But still,
he's never threw over 400 yards.
That's crazy to me.
His first two games, and then after that, never did again. Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to make this a clip somehow, but, dude, I'll tell you what. People love the trivia thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty popular.
Yeah. That was a good one, right?
Good shit, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Now, who's the best player in each division? Now, you have to...
Are we still talking NFL?
Yeah, NFL still. Who's the best player in each division? Now, there's only one division. We have to take it away from him. So, let's, for example, AFC West. We cannot say Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Because it's kind of obvious, right? Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the AFC West.
There's so many positions, though.
Exactly. So, who of what team, who is the best player in that division other than Patrick Mahomes? Because that's too easy to say, right?
Okay, then if you're going to go AFC North right now, there's three guys I automatically think.
You cannot say Lamar Jackson.
Shit.
Because he is the best player in that division.
Oh, well, then, okay.
He's the only one that has
the MVPs. Are you going to say Joe Burrow? Or are you going to say Jamar Chase? Are you going to say Patrick Queen?
I'm saying TJ Watt.
You're going to say TJ Watt? Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, TJ
Watt. Oh, actually, I'm going to go Myles Garrett. I like Myles Garrett.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you got like 10 guys that you could be.
So, there's at least one player in each division you cannot say, right? And so, the AFC West is Patrick Mahomes. Right, you can't say him.
Then just say Lamar, because that's
No, I'm saying in each division. So who in the AFC West is the best player?
Oh, I was still thinking North.
In the AFC West, other than
got confused.
Other than Patrick Mahomes, who's the best player in that division?
AFC West. So you have Devontae Adams.
You have Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You have Max Crosby.
Max Crosby is so good too.
Who you going with?
I'm going Devontae. Wouldn't you say?
I'm gonna go Herbert.
You gonna say Justin Herbert?
Yeah. I don't know, either him or Crosby. I can't. I'm flipping flop.
I like the Crosby pick, but I'm choosing Devontae because he's so sought after.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, that's true. Nobody in Denver.
He got sticky hands too. And him and Hopkins.
Denver. No, nobody in Denver.
There's nobody there.
No.
You can say Justin Simmons, maybe.
You can say Travis Kelce if you want to. Or you can say Chris Jones.
Oh,
I might say Chris Jones over Crosby. Actually, I might say Chris Jones over Crosby.
Okay, let's do the North. You said TJ.
Other than Lamar. I'm going to say Myles Garrett, actually. I think Myles Garrett is more versatile than TJ.
What about Patrick Queen, though? Even though he's a Steeler
now.
No,
I think Myles Garrett.
You're just salty.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll take Roquan Smith over Patrick Queen.
Ooh. That's okay. I'll give you that.
I can't say Patrick Queen if I can't say Roquan Smith, right? So, but I'm going
Justin Fields.
I'm going Myles Garrett.
You almost cracked. I'm
going Myles Garrett slightly over Joe Burrow.
But see, Jamar Chase is so goddamn good too.
Chase is only good because of Joe Burrow.
Okay, that makes sense. Right. Okay, who are we doing next?
AFC East.
AFC East. Tyreek.
Is it just Josh Allen? Aaron Rodgers? Sauce Gardner?
No, I'm going to say Tyreek.
Tyreek?
Or is that the one guy you can't say?
No.
Because you know he's a top five guy. He's a top five guy, right?
Yeah. I was going to say you can't say Josh Allen.
Okay, then don't. Okay, then I'm saying Tyreek.
Tyreek then. Over Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
And Sauce?
Absolutely.
And Tua?
Yep. Okay. Definitely over Tua. I like Xavier Howard too, though, dude.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, Xavier, what are we doing, bro?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what is that? Hey. You read the story, right?
Yeah. He's jealous of his mom's, of the baby mama's, and he just gave the son.
Don't do that. Whoa, Broseph. We can't say it on this, but dude.
You have scarred that kid for life.
Dude, that's not good.
You scarred that kid for life.
I can't believe I was reading that story.
Is that?
Yep.
So wait. Is it? I mean, I don't know.
We have to edit that part out. But I'll,
sorry.
You know, no, it's fine. It's fine. I can cut it out.
Is that CP?
Well, yeah, because it was, what did he send him again? It was, I thought he sent pictures of them.
Oh, pictures of moms.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it counts as that, because mom's of age, though, right?
Mom's is, but not the kid.
I know.
Minor. I don't think it matters.
I think it's, you know what he can get in trouble for? Soliciting to a minor. I might have to edit this whole thing.
Yeah,
but that's
sorry,
crazy.
But that's crazy. So, okay, AFC East, you're going Tyreek. I'm going to go Aaron.
Okay.
I'm gonna go.
I mean, he's a four-time MVP. Yeah, I get it. Aaron, I get it.
AFC South. AFC South. You can't say CJ.
I'm not saying CJ. But if JJ Watt comes back this year,
no.
You heard about the open door policy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
D'Amico's like, yeah, come play, bro.
Yeah. Is it Trevor Lawrence?
No.
Is it Diggs?
It might be Diggs.
Nobody.
No, I'm not counting Diggs. No. I'm not playing.
Nobody on Titans. Nobody on the Colts. So is either
Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, Trevor Lawrence. It's one of those two.
Wait, what about Josh Allen of the Jaguars,
though? Ooh.
I mean, he got a big contract just now.
I love him.
He's a baller, dude.
I love him. He's a Raven. He's
you hope he
no,
just
no,
got
no,
paid.
No, but I'm saying he plays like a Raven, though.
No.
Yeah, I like him.
You just claim, guys.
Yeah, I do. Jonathan Taylor, I like that one. I'm going to go him.
Yeah, okay. I'll pick Josh Allen of the Jaguars. Okay. Josh Allen of the Jaguars.
Okay. NFC now. NFC East.
NFC
and you can't
East.
Say.
Say it.
Jalen Hurts?
Oh.
Oh, no, you can't say Micah Parsons?
I was going to say Parsons and then go Jalen.
Oh, okay. Think Parsons is a better player than Jalen?
Okay, so.
I think so, too. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. I would go Parsons. You can't say Parsons.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You said Jalen Hurts or.
I mean, you can go Jalen.
But
go,
Bobby Wagner's in Washington.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
You can go. Still an all pro.
You can go.
I'm choosing
sure.
Bobby.
You can go.
Love you, Bobby.
You can go CD. You can go.
CD Lamb.
Diggs corner. You can go.
These Cowboys
Dak.
Are. You just mentioned this, you know, Cowboys, but dude, those guys are in financial hell right now.
For sure.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. You can go A.J. Brown because he made Hurts. You can go. You can go Saquon.
Saquon.
When he's healthy.
Saquon.
But if you can't say Parsons, I'm going to go AJ.
Okay.
Just because I can't go.
I'm still going Jalen.
I can't go Hurts over AJ because AJ, for me, made Hurts relevant.
Well, then if you're going to talk about the best player, then you could easily say.
The best player is
Jason
Parsons.
Kelce, though.
The best player.
He retired, though.
He retired, though. So you can't count him. The best player is Parsons in that
for
whole division.
Sure.
In that pro division, right? But I'm going to say AJ Brown is probably right there.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Can you go tell them to be absolutely quiet?
Oh. NFC South.
NFC South?
You have Tampa, Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. This is a tough one.
That's a tough one because there's...
And you can't say Kirk Cousins, all right? That,
no,
that
he's
who
too
you would
new.
Think? That
no.
No? Who can't you say then? It doesn't matter. Up for grabs.
Oh, the number one guy would be that we couldn't say in the NFC South.
Mike Evans.
You want to say Mike Evans?
Who else would you say? Nobody on the Saints? Nobody in Atlanta?
Dude, no, Jonathan. Sorry. The fucking defensive end for New Orleans. Why can't I think of his name? I see his face from right here, right now.
Cam Jordan?
Marshawn Lattimore? No, not Marshawn Lattimore. Is it Cam Jordan?
But he's not defensive end. He's
DT?
Tackle. Yeah.
Well,
maybe he's an end. Maybe he's
that's got to be the best player in that.
Think so? Over Mike Evans?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Mike Evans, 10 straight, went. I can't give you that.
Wow, okay. Then I'm saying Cam Jordan's the number
well,
one
I'm gonna
guy
say,
after Mike
I'm gonna
Evans.
Say, I'm going to say the opposite then, too. Oh, if you say Mike Evans is a guy you can't touch, then.
Well, that, we have to agree on the guy we can't touch.
I'll
agree with Mike Evans then. I'll agree. Wait, there's another tall guy on that team, though. Right receiver.
Who's on who? Guy? On Tampa?
Yeah. Who's the other guy?
That's good.
He's still there.
Nah.
Baker Mayfield?
Nah. Nah.
Wait. Nah, Leonard Fournette's gone.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why can't I think of the Tampa Bay roster all of a sudden?
I had no idea.
They were just in the Super Bowl like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cam Jordan.
Okay. I'll give you that.
You ain't going to say Derek Carr.
No, I'm not. But I'll give you that.
I'm a Derek Carr hater. I know. I suck.
That.
Hey.
I would say.
Can you serve us up?
I would say
uno más, por favor.
I would say Kirk Cousins, but you said I can't say Kirk Cousins.
No, we're gonna say it. Who on Atlanta would be? Who's the superstar on Atlanta?
It's either Bijan Robinson.
Mm.
It's probably him.
Because I don't. Who's the? What's the tight end's name?
Because Kyle Pitts hasn't done
Kyle
anything.
Kyle Pitts,
yet.
Yeah, he ain't done nothing.
No. NFC North, and we can't say who.
Jordan Love.
We can't say Jordan Love.
Right.
Over Goff. Over St. Brown. Over JJ?
I'm just saying.
I'm saying you can't say JJ. JJ is the best player in that division.
I got you. Thank you, sir.
You want to switch it up?
You ever tried that?
Oh,
try it. You're going to like it.
I think you can't say JJ. I think he's the best player in that division.
Okay, okay.
Do you agree or no? I mean, seriously though.
Why can't I think of the last name?
Who?
JJ who?
Jefferson.
Oh, Justin Jefferson. I'm sitting there going, who are we talking about?
He just got paid.
Got paid big time. Oh my God. Hey, I'm going to borrow a dollar.
Seriously. But
hey, man, I got some bills to pay, bro.
Do you think he's the best player in that division? Over Green Bay, over Detroit, over Chicago?
Let's say JJ.
So you can't say JJ.
But that
then it's Jordan Love.
Then that's going to be Jordan Love. My MVP pick.
Actually, I'm going to go St. Brown.
Amon St. Brown's so good.
Oh my gosh, he's so good.
There's a lot.
Nobody on
the
Bears.
Those Lions are going to be, fuck the Bears.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Lions are going to learn what it means to have the expectations.
Now they have them. I think that
the Green Bay Packers are going to be the same way,
though.
Green Bay is going to be the same way, though, because now they're expected to get back to the playoffs.
They got Josh Jacobs.
That's what I'm saying. They're expected to get back to the playoffs.
And Jordan Love, dude, if he goes, I'm just saying.
He has to trend in the right direction.
If he does what he did in the playoffs,
he's going.
Which was so. Dude, when they played San Fran, I was like, oh my God, Jordan Love's going to beat San Francisco 49ers. I thought that.
So did Detroit.
That's true. Niners are so good. They suck. I'm such a Niner hater.
I know
I'm supposed to. I'm a Seattle fan.
Yeah, you are. Okay, NFC West then. That's the last one. NFC West, and we can't say who? Joey Bosa?
You either Matt say Stafford. Bosa. No, you say, not Stafford, but either Trey
Puka
Greenlaw.
Or Kump? Cup?
No, Greenlaw?
No, fuck the Greenlaw. It's Warner? Warner's then better
Fred
than Greenlaw.
Warner. So, see, that's what I said.
No, you said
I talked to a Niners fan, and they were like, no, not Greenlaw. I'm like, no. I think Warner's way better than Greenlaw.
For sure.
And they were like, no. And I was
there's only two linebackers in the league that people talk about right now.
Fred Warner.
And
Roquan
Smith.
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, I know he's back there. Number three.
He's on his way out, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only one I said right now.
I know.
Right? Okay. So I think on that team, but only Bosa had the MVPs. That's why I said Bosa. Or Chris McCaffrey.
We say Bosa has MVP? Defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Right. Defensive MVP.
Yeah, that's it. Or McCaffrey. Or who?
McCaffrey's a stud.
Like, who can you not say?
It's going to be somebody from the Niners right now. There's no. I mean, you can't say the Rams, right?
You can.
Because Aaron Donald. Cup. No, because Aaron Donald retired. That'd be the guy.
You can say Cup. You can say Puka. You can say Stafford.
I'm not saying Puka.
I'm saying
I would pick Puka this year over Cup, but Cup overall.
I'm saying you can if you wanted to. You make an argument. You're not going to say anybody from the Cardinals.
Chandler Jones.
He's not even playing anymore.
I know, but he was so good.
But you and
he was on the Raiders.
And
last.
Seattle, you can only say decaf or Lockett.
I went backwards like 2 years.
Right? You gonna say you can't say anything other than Lockett or DK.
So it's gonna Leonard be Leonard Williams.
I haven't seen enough of him.
Big Cat. Well, he was awesome in New York though.
Right.
That's why they grabbed him.
So it has to be for the Niners. So it has to be McCaffrey.
Let's go Warner. Or Fred Warner is the best guy on that team. Right.
I don't know.
Don't say Brock Purdy.
No. I'm saying it's either McCaffrey, Debo, or Warner. Like, because what they do for that team.
Okay, we're gonna stay on the Niners when we're done with this. But what I'm gonna go with is Fred Warner's the guy, and then the second best player in the whole thing.
No, the first guy is Bosa.
Okay, Bosa, then Warner. How about that? Do you agree with that?
No.
You want Greenlaw?
No,
I think Matt Stafford.
No, I think Warner's the best player on that team.
Okay, so Warner.
But I'm giving
you're going to give it to Bosa?
But I'm giving it to Bosa now because he's the only one that has an accolade on that team, right? So I gave Bosa the respect that he's the best player on that team.
Nobody's more consistent, though, than Fred Warner.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So then let's just go Bosa Warner.
Exactly.
Shout out Ryan. You're welcome for that segment.
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
The hell was I talking about? Oh, so we were going to talk about the Niners, right?
You were.
What are we doing about Brandon Ayuk? Where's he going? Because he has to leave.
He's gone.
He's gone, right?
He's gone.
He hasn't shown up for nothing.
Yeah, he's gone.
And they're trying to massage him a little bit, give him some of this.
Unless this is a tactic where they're playing.
We've seen this, though.
They're giving him his space and giving him his time to not be, you don't have to show up right
now. Well, we heard package deals this week for Debo going to Pittsburgh.
I know.
What? Right?
But,
that should be a segment where we just look at each other and go, what? Our what moment of the week?
I don't know. I really don't know because I could see them playing a game where they're giving him time away from the team.
Right.
And then, but when it's time to come back to the team in July, he signs
up. Well, mandatory minicamp's right now, right?
But they're like,
what do you mean?
It's now? Okay.
They said it was okay.
You don't have to be here.
Dude, speaking of missing out on shit, the OTAs, I heard Lamar skipped out and he lost 750K.
Yeah, he was there all but for one.
But I read that. I'm not sure it is. Fucking Twitter. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, he read that for one. All for one. But they don't have to enforce that penalty at the team.
I guess you don't have to. If
you communicate it to the coach.
They put that in the contract where they don't. It's like, I'm sure. It's up to team ownership or whatever.
I'm sure. Because if I said you need to be here today, but I would like for you to come here at least one day of these 3 days.
Sure.
Which he was there for two.
Well, then there you go.
Exactly.
The internet lied again. Always.
Unfortunately.
It's so wild. Yeah. What else we got?
So transition a little bit from the NBA, the NFL. I want to talk about the women's national basketball team.
Let's rock, because this is a popular subject right now.
So they had chosen.
They have upped the marketing.
12 players for their roster.
Okay, you talk. I got this too.
And one of the 12 players is not the hottest player in the game right now.
The hottest.
As far as performance. Playing. Performance. Not looks. Definitely not looks.
Sorry, ladies.
But the hottest player in the game, the person that's bringing the most viewership to the game, bringing the most money to the game, bringing the most eyeballs to the game, Caitlin Clark. They have said
Caitlin Clark.
She is not going to be on the team. And one of the reasons I heard was because.
Say it. Say the weird thing.
What was it? I'm trying to remember.
Here we go. So this is what it is. So what I was told.
Oh, because she's going to get limited playing time.
You're right.
They didn't want the backlash on the team because she's getting limited playing time.
She's getting limited playing time, and they didn't want their rabid fan base, is what the word they used.
Right.
To be upset at the Olympic team that she's only getting so many minutes.
So many minutes.
And then there's big backlash with, like, why is Diana Taurasi still on it at 41 years old? They're like, well, she gets 31 points a game now.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put her
She's
on the
GOAT of WNBA.
She has the most Olympic games played, like 148 or something like
she's
that.
She's the GOAT. She's the Michael Jordan of the WNBA.
Right now? Better than Cheryl Swoops? Oh, I like this argument. Let's go.
I think she had done more accurately.
What if Cheryl Miller was in the WNBA? Because you can't forget Cheryl Miller.
No, I love Cheryl Miller. Cheryl
the best shooter
awesome.
Out of the Miller family.
I know.
I said it.
She beat Reggie. Yes, sir. And I think she scored 100 points in the game.
I think Reggie knows.
I think she scored 100 points in the college game.
What college you go to? Quickly.
USC.
My man, dude. We're a match made in hell.
But why did Reggie go to UCLA?
Just to be spiteful.
Probably.
Yeah, so Caitlin Clark is off the team.
Cheryl Swoops is
superstar.
I think Cheryl Swoops did more.
Is there somebody we're forgetting about?
Of course, Maya Moore.
Maya Moore, yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, what about Dawn Staley?
Dawn Staley. I don't think she was impactful like these.
No,
girls.
Maybe not.
Sue Bird.
That's a good one.
You know,
what was the other one? Not Sue Bird, but the other one that played on the team too. Breanna Stewart.
Yeah, she's in New York though.
She's a baller.
Oh yeah. She's not Sabrina.
I think you like that.
She's not Sabrina. Like, she's not Sabrina, right. But she's good though, baby.
I see you, Miller.
You know. Anyway, I think Cheryl Swoops did more of the impact in college, like getting people to view.
Well, they didn't have the league around.
Right. So she was more of an impactful player in college at Texas Tech.
Candace Parker.
Candace Parker was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But I don't think she got enough eyeballs like Caitlin Clark. Now, let me ask you a question. And I don't want to go in this route because I've been told I go here all the time.
Go here all the time. Let's go. Hey, let's just put it out there.
Whose career right now is would you rather have? Candace Parker's start of a career or Caitlin Clark start of the career?
Start of the career. I got to go with Caitlin right now. Maybe that's because it's fresh in my mind.
But Candace has 3 national championships.
That's true. Jesus. Yeah, but it was always Tennessee and UConn. So
and Candace is the only one that was a rookie of the year and MVP in the same season. Caitlin's not getting that this year.
They won't let her.
Well, she won't get
beating her ass.
She might get rookie of the year, but she ain't getting MVP.
Dude, she's getting smashed around.
I know, but she's not getting MVP, right?
You see that one girl that just smashed into her out of nowhere?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's up with her?
I would rather have Candace Parker career.
What's that girl's name? You know that girl's name? She looks like she bites people
something
for
Cooper.
Fun.
I think something Cooper. Caitlin Cooper?
No. No, you're making things up. That's not her name.
Courtney Cooper.
Courtney something. She looks like she bites people for fun.
Yeah. I would have.
She thinks that's
rather,
funny.
I would rather have Candace's accolades up to this point in the rookie, leading up to the rookie of WNBA.
So you're going, okay, yeah. Because Iowa, they didn't win a national championship. They just went there.
Went there twice. Right? But Candace won 3.
Well, then, okay, so.
And Candace came in the WNBA and was rookie of the year and MVP in the same season.
Yeah, she's a hooper. Maybe Candace then.
Right.
Yeah, I got to go with Candace.
I'm just saying, though. So.
Dude, she's got a wild story
too. So it's
but also, how did you not know?
Yeah, I know.
Why you waste all that time?
She knew.
Why you waste all that time?
I don't know.
Humans are weird.
Yeah. So is Candace more of a MJ than Diana Taurasi?
She's not playing anymore, but
neither one of them. Well,
no, Diana's playing.
Yeah, yeah. But is she more of a like if you had to put a Mount Rushmore, right? Maya Moore, Candace Parker, Diana Taurasi, and
Sue Bird,
or Cheryl Swoop. That's what I'm saying. Or Cynthia Cooper, who was on that same Rockets
team. Rebecca Lobo.
I think she was not at
dominant. UConn, she was phenomenal,
but
though,
not dude. In WNBA.
I used to have a little crush.
Yeah, really?
Because she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, she was.
And I was like, what's up, Diane Peace?
Lisa Leslie. Girl.
Oh, how we forget that?
Tina Thompson.
Oh, shit. I forgot about her, too. Yeah, who else are we missing?
Brittany Griner.
I've seen the video of her shooting in her backyard at her pool.
I know. Apparently, she had surgery to remove those.
That's fine, but also, like, what?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, very.
People, to each their own.
Right.
Whatever.
So, I mean.
No judgment.
You have those players, right?
Yeah.
I personally, getting back on the story of Caitlin Clark not being on the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I personally would exploit that and have her on the team.
But nobody watches the Women's Olympics.
But you would if she was on the
if she's on there, you bring that whole fan base over.
Exactly.
Did Angel Reese make it?
I don't know what the roster name is.
Who's the toothpick, the blonde toothpick that's as tall as Jimmy Butler? Who's her name? What's her name? She went to LSU too.
Cameron Brink. No, she went to Stanford.
What? I thought she was on No, she's on Angel Reese's team now.
Mm-mm.
What?
The one that's on Andrew's team went to South Carolina. Cameron Brink is on the LA Sparks.
She did go, dude. How come for some reason I'm thinking that she went to.
Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, she's. I see the purple and
go
gold.
Go ahead and tell me.
You're right.
Okay,
you were right.
Okay.
How tall is this woman? Like she's massive.
Six.
She's as tall as Jimmy Butler.
6'4", 6'5"?
Something like that.
Yeah.
6'4".
Yeah.
Jesus.
Long legs.
I like that.
Yeah,
I wrapped them around my head. Sorry. It's a kid's show.
No, yeah, it's not. We'll edit that out.
I'm just kidding. No, we won't.
Okay. But but no, so.
There's a lot of hate on Caitlin, dude.
And it's from the players, too.
But here's
the
thing. Or is it magnified and it's always been like that with women and they're just. Because she has the magnifying glass
see,
on.
But I don't see any other player being hated on as much as Caitlin.
Is Angel getting any of that?
She's playing the villain role. She accepted the villain role.
She did that at LSU, though.
But what I'm saying, she has adopted the villain role. Now, my thing is this a black and white thing?
Nope. Why would it be a black and white thing? Go ahead, explain yourself. Go ahead. I'll dive into this with you.
I don't know, because.
Go ahead.
There's a lot more Caucasians out there there's a lot more Caucasians than there are minorities in this country.
Okay.
Barely.
Right.
And the fact that she's Caucasian was no.
I feel like there's more Mexicans in this country right now than anything. I'm just kidding.
with no fault to her, right? No fault to Caitlin, that automatically puts more eyeballs. Iowa, cornfields, country, white.
I get it.
White.
I get it.
So because of Caitlin's.
Well, the country's teetering in that direction. Like they want some more old school stuff. They
so because, don't want this because of stuff. Caitlin's skin tone,
okay,
she's going to bring in a lot more skin toned followers of her. People.
You think it's coincidence at all, though? Like, at all? It just some... Because Sabrina has a big following, too, and she's
not
white.
Not like Caitlin. Not from college. Because Sabrina was a beast in Oregon.
Yeah, I know.
But not like Caitlin. Not like Caitlin.
It's just because of the three-pointers?
I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what it is.
What, but do you know any...
But when you go back to, like, Candace Parker, Maya Moore, even Diana Taurasi, or Sue Bird...
Candace Parker was all over ESPN all the time, though. You
but
know
she
that.
Didn't have a following like this, though. Or even Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, like all those other girls... That are white.
I'm not saying you're wrong, you but I'm trying to think of like what's the marketing catapult that she took off on? Because it had to be something happened in her career that it just went crazy.
I'm going to say
everyone has those moments.
I'm going to say the pandemic.
Oh wait, why? How?
I just think that there's a lot of that.
I'm trying to think.
There's a lot of that Black Lives stuff,
right?
That people probably just got turned off on, and when they finally have a star of her caliber, of her race, they want to feed. They want to go into that.
I'm not gonna be combative when I talk about this.
You know what I'm saying?
This.
They want to go. They want somebody they can follow. They can push. They could be behind. And she's that person.
Okay, but in the sense of Candace Parker not having that same platform.
It wasn't her time.
Maybe.
No.
But
maybe
she's super popular.
No, though. Maybe it wasn't her time. Like back then, that's just not what it is today.
No.
Like those are the pioneers of the sport that helped elevate to what it is today.
No, don't get me wrong. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I like Caitlin. I don't know her, but her game is phenomenal. She has no defense, but her game is phenomenal.
No defense.
Just like Steph Curry. That's fine. She seemed genuinely like, you know, like she had that Kobe mentality.
A little bit.
You know, which is great. Like
I kind of feel like.
But I would take Sabrina over her just because I just love Sabrina.
Yeah, I like Sabrina too.
You know, I would take AJ Wilson over her. I would take Kelsey Plum over her.
Shout out Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, baby.
What up, girl?
So many other players that I would take over Caitlin. Now, as a rookie class.
Okay, so 5 years from now, are you going
to
say that?
As a rookie, exactly. No, I'm not. I probably won't.
You probably no reason to.
I would develop my I would see, and she develops better.
You're about to say develop love.
Yeah.
Should we start going to WNBA games?
But of the rookie class, she's obviously number one.
Yeah.
She's number one. She's the best player.
She does that, but my only, so you're saying the marketing timing with her was post Black Lives Matter, all that, and then pandemic.
Right.
But I feel like it's only been 2 years, but that was like over 3 years, 4 years ago.
But they haven't had someone to gravitate toward. She has brought a lot of eyeballs, a lot of, and all positive. She has brought people to the game of women's basketball.
For
right?
sure. No, I'm not saying anything
because
bad about
of her
that.
Play, because of her style of play. But if you think about it, who elevated that aspect of it since then? UConn had good teams. They didn't do anything. Baylor had a good team. They didn't have that player that people could gravitate toward.
I think it's because she broke the record too, though, and that was a big.
I mean,
deal.
Ain't that helped?
But. That's more of like what I think it would probably be is like there has to be a catapult from marketing.
That's how
all these people get popular. It's like usually one.
Trying to tell me like South Carolina, the women's South Carolina team, Dawn Staley, they won like two of the last three championships.
Yeah,
they don't have anybody.
Nope, they just don't.
Why?
Because they're team unity.
Because they have everybody this color.
No, I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying. Like if you look at it that way, now, don't get me wrong. Like
who from that team right now? Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know anybody. There's nobody popular.
Why?
I don't know.
What
do doesn't we, mean a but holds up, doesn't mean do, a team can't win a championship
but what do they
as
push?
A team.
If you're the best team, don't you have a best player?
Is it like saying, okay, how about this? So is it like saying John Wall on the Wizards was the best player on the Wizards
yes.
for a long time?
Yeah.
And he was popular?
Yeah.
But they didn't do shit.
But you knew who he was.
But at the same time, you won who won the championships was Denver Nuggets, and you knew like 10 guys. You know what I'm saying? Is that a weird comparison?
Yeah, because Denver didn't win championships. No.
Well, whatever.
I mean, but think about it, though. Iowa really was a shitty team other than Caitlin Clark.
Right. I wouldn't say shitty. They got there. I mean, if that's how you want to run it.
No, I don't want to run it that way.
I haven't thought about it enough to combat that to like give you
I'm just asking the question, is it that or that?
I think it's in my opinion.
I know people are gonna come back and say, see James, you always go in that direction. I'm not in that mindset. I'm just thinking like, well, why is she getting all this hate? Why is she getting all the backlash? It's from the whole league, but a lot of it is from the whole minority of the league, right? So are the minorities of the league are jealous or are angry that they didn't get that exposure or that list from the population?
Break a record. You'll get there. I'm saying.
Okay,
right?
but a lot of them didn't have that freedom on their own team.
You don't. So,
no. Seriously though, think about it. UConn.
Are you saying black women don't have freedom?
No. I'm saying on their team that they play for, like UConn. Gino controls what you do,
yeah,
how you
for sure.
Like Paige Buckards, that's on right now, right? Paige Buck, the one that like the younger Paige.
Buck, oh, Paige.
Paige Buckards, right?
Is that
to Minnesota with Suggs and stuff like that?
I can't remember her last name. Go ahead.
She didn't even have that freedom on UConn. And she's a scorer.
Right.
Candace Parker didn't have the freedom in Tennessee with Pat Summitt. And she's a scorer.
Right.
Tamika Coleslaw didn't have that. And she's a scorer.
Oh, Tamika Coleslaw. I forgot about her, too.
Right.
She's
Maya
badass.
Moore didn't have that. Sue Bird didn't have that. Like
I think Sue Bird had that.
No.
No?
Not like Caitlin Clark. What I'm saying. Like a lot of players now don't.
Hold on. But also, don't forget that Caitlin can absolutely shoot.
Sue Bird can't shoot?
Not like Caitlin.
Sabrina can't shoot?
Not like Caitlin.
Oh, I disagree.
So this is what we're going to do.
I disagree.
We're going to hire you two. I have no money. But we're going to hire you two. And we're going to do 2 beers, 2 mics, 3-point contest
it'll be,
at Mountainside it'll, Fitness hey, and Surprise.
Hey, it'll be a Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
That's what it'll be like.
And who won?
I don't remember who won.
Klay
Did
Thompson.
I see that? Klay Thompson won?
Both times.
Good.
Which is Sabrina, in your eyes.
No.
Because Steph is Caitlin, right?
Steph is Caitlin.
There you go. And Sabrina almost beats Curry, and you know that. She put up a good show.
No, that was awesome.
Right?
That was awesome. No, we like that. That's a great moment in sports.
I think this year it should be Caitlin and
Sabrina.
Trae Young.
No, just go. No. Wait.
No. Who? But who? I mean, you gotta have a popular 3-point shooter. Who's it gonna be?
No, I can't even say.
Because you can't put Steph in it again.
Who has what about Powell from Denver? I mean, not Denver, but Dallas.
No. Or do you go Klay Thompson? Like, who do you go up against Caitlin Clark? It has to be another big name shooter.
Yeah, I know.
Dame Lillard, because he won 2 years in a row.
That would be a good idea,
right?
I would put Dame over Trey for sure.
Okay, so Dame and Caitlin.
I hope the NBA is listening.
Dame and Caitlin, and then
I'm sure they're doing this right now.
Dame and Caitlin on Friday, and if Caitlin wins, you go Caitlin and Sabrina.
That'd be dope. I like that.
On Saturday.
I like that.
Right?
That's good shit right there.
Yeah.
I like that. Hell
no,
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think any of those girls, and it could be the times. Obviously, the times change, but they didn't have the following.
It's cyclical.
They didn't have the backing like Caitlin does.
Right.
And Caitlin deserves everything that she's getting right now. Like, as far as the accolades, the support, mm-hmm. She deserves it. She's balled out. She's put her work in. She put her time in. I watch her because of her.
I really think the record breaking thing is a big catapult in her marketing. That's just,
but I also
is.
Think that she had the freedom to break that record more than the other girls.
Yeah, but I can't sit there and say that other teams handcuffed people just to not score. That just seems, it doesn't make sense. If you're a scorer, you're going to score. But also, you're the same guy that said LeBron wasn't a scorer. So what are we doing?
Well, no, okay. But if there's evidence saying that in our minds of scoring, you win scoring championships in this regular season. He doesn't win scoring championships in the regular season like MJ did.
No.
Like Kevin Durant did.
But he still has the points record. So.
But that's because you play 22 years.
Just saying.
You play 22 years, you're going to get the record.
This has already been a clip, and it already went viral,
wait,
dude.
Are you saying if Jordan didn't play 20 years, he wouldn't have the record?
Oh, for sure.
But Jordan also was a scorer.
Yeah, so is LeBron.
More of LeBron.
LeBron scores?
Everybody scores in the NBA.
No, stop. Now it's just getting generalized. Don't do that. What are we doing next?
Does everybody not score in the NBA?
No, it's not everybody. I've seen some zeros.
One time.
You want to talk about MJ and LeBron?
No.
Oh, I
no,
do.
No.
Come on, man. What's anyway, on your? What else you got on your list?
I'm done.
You have, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to give you these stats that I saw today.
Go right ahead.
These are pretty cool. And I'm going to see if you can get, you know all these guys.
Okay.
Most points with zero turnovers in a finals game. I'm not going to ask you to guess the numbers, but who has scored the most points with zero turnovers in a finals game?
Can I have a year range?
This goes from 1998 to 2019. And there's three guys we've mentioned 100 fucking times today, and then another one we have not mentioned yet, but he's still an excellent player when he's not hurt. I gave it away.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yep. Okay, so there's one.
Tim Duncan.
Nope.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm. MJ's one.
Barkley.
Nope.
Elijah one.
Nope. A center though.
Ewing.
Nope.
Robinson.
Nope.
Shaq.
Yep. You got one more. You mentioned it.
So it's Shaq, MJ,
Kawhi.
And Kawhi.
And then you got one more guy.
Most points, zero turnovers.
I'm going to say this. He's been in the finals three times with two different teams. Oh. No, yeah, that's right. That's right. I was like, wait a minute. No, he wasn't there. Never mind.
Three finals with two different teams?
Bum, 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 bum. Went back to back with one of them.
Not LeBron.
We already mentioned him today.
Not LeBron.
Nope. LeBron is not on this list, sir. It's okay.
He doesn't. Well, so is not. So Jordan is either. So I ain't worried about it.
Jordan is on the list. You said it.
No, I didn't.
You said MJ.
I said freaking. I said.
We'll hold and rewind this.
Who did I say?
You said Kawhi.
Kawhi.
MJ. You said MJ and Shaq.
Oh.
Hey, that 9.5% comes up quick.
Damn it.
Hey, what happens when you lose weight?
I lose.
A little lighter.
Two different teams, huh? Two different teams in the finals.
Yeah, so buddy.
It's not KD. Oh, KD.
There you go.
Because I forgot he went to Phoenix finals.
So here,
was he on a Phoenix team in the finals?
No. I thought that too, but no.
Golden State. Oh, OKC. Okay.
So here's the numbers, just so you know. Shaq in 2000 had 41 points, no turnovers.
That was against the Nets.
Okay.
No, Indiana.
Indiana. 2000, yeah. 2001 was the Nets.
Yeah.
So
it was 2002.
KD, 38 points in 2017. That's the Oklahoma
Golden State.
That's Golden State. Right. Oklahoma City was 2014.
No, 2012.
2012. MJ, 1998 with 37.
Against Utah.
Yep. And Kawhi, 2019 with 36.
Toronto,
yeah.
Against Golden State.
Yep. So, that's a fun one. Okay, you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. I have two more, but I'm going to do this one. This is an MJ and LeBron deal.
Okay.
I know you hate this.
No, I don't hate it. It just...
Hey.
Smart people don't think it's...
This is a... Stop it. Don't do that.
Do what?
I know what you just did. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it.
I don't understand. I love MJ. He's my goat.
He's my go-to. But listen to this. Most playoff games with X amount of points. Just listen. This is more of just like I'm just sharing this information. This is pretty good. LeBron James has 285 games with at least 10 points in the playoffs. That's a lot, dude. 285 fucking playoff games.
He's been 10 straight.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's... I'm saying playoffs. I didn't say finals, which is an achievement on its own.
Right.
LeBron has 257 games with at least 20 points.
Wait. You said 285 for LeBron. Now you're saying...
285 playoff games with at least 10 points.
Okay.
And then LeBron has 257 games with at least 20 points.
Oh, okay. So only roughly about 28 games of those, he didn't score more than 20 points. Okay.
Right.
So his team got blown out and he didn't
shoot. Sure. And he just sat down.
Yeah.
He never got hurt in the playoffs, though, right?
I
remember.
No.
Okay. LeBron has 122 games in the playoffs with 30 points at least. Okay. That's a lot, dude. All those are a lot.
Possibly.
Now,
a lot of garbage time.
This is where, I'm glad you said that. This is where MJ comes in. MJ has had the most 40 point games in playoff history with 38.
How many did LeBron get?
That doesn't say LeBron's number.
You didn't ask the 40 points. You stopped at 30 points. So you can't go to Jordan's 40 points if you didn't talk about LeBron's 40 points.
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
What I'm saying is you can't say, this is my hatred for this shit. You cannot say.
I got you. I'll get your answer.
You can't say Jordan's 40 point games and not mention LeBron's 40 point games. You have to stop at Jordan's 30 point games.
They didn't give me that.
What?
They didn't give me that.
Well, that's not my fault. But that's the context that you're
let's figure out this cherry picking stat stuff.
No, I'm saying it's a context that you're not being fair. You're giving a stat that you didn't even give a stat for the other guy.
Hold on,
that's all I'm saying.
I got your answer right now.
Okay,
just relax. MJ has 38 40 point games.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, guess how many LeBron has?
I'm gonna say 18.
29.
Okay. So Jordan has 9 more games of 40-point points.
That's fine. That's cool. Okay. I like it. Then here's the other part of the stat.
Right. How many of the 30-point
games? 50-point games, MJ has the most. This is out of every... And hey, this is, just so you know, this is the most playoff games.
Right.
With the most points in playoff games.
Well, we know he had his highest is 63 against Boston against when Boston, he lost.
1989?
He still lost. 88. He still lost.
That's the through the legs thing.
Yeah, but he lost.
That's fine. 63 points is
a shit
ton.
He got swept.
No, they won one.
I don't know about that one.
Hey, MJ has 8 50-point games. How many LeBron has? Let's find out right now. It's going to be more, or it's going to be less.
Yeah, it's going to be less. I'm just curious. It's 8. I'm going to say LeBron has probably 3, if that.
How many?
3, maybe?
1.
1, okay.
Let's see. How many
30-point games does Jordan have compared to LeBron's?
Oh, let's find out. I'll look this up with you. I don't care. I like it. Keep the audience going.
Because you said LeBron had what? 122 games? Of 30 points? Doesn't Jordan average the most points in playoffs?
So here, so LeBron's got... Obviously, this is because it's the most 30-point games. LeBron has it at 122. Mike has 109.
Okay.
But don't forget... LeBron has played longer.
Oh, now we're throwing that into it.
You do that.
It's not my fault that LeBron...
But you can't use that argument against the most points scored, then.
It's not my fault that LeBron
can't use that against the most points scored.
Came out of high school, and he just dominated at an earlier age.
He didn't start making anything. He went to
the finals his fourth year in the league.
Fourth.
When did Jordan go to the finals?
Seventh.
Okay. Like he carried a shitty ass team. Like he beat that. He beat the Celtics. He beat the Boston.
Boston.
He beat Boston Celtics. He beat Detroit Pistons with that shitty ass team to go to the finals. Like MJ couldn't do that.
It's not shitty team. I've argued this. Zydrunas was awesome.
He's not even a Hall of Famer,
dude. Not yet.
Well, that's true. That's
give it time.
Boobie Gibson. No, let's get serious. No.
He wasn't even a starter, though.
It doesn't matter. No.
Delonte West was a starter.
And look what it happened.
Delonte got arrested again.
I feel bad for him.
Man. Hey, man. Call somebody, dude. Mark Cuban, help him out.
I don't know if he can.
I think he tried.
I don't think he has a cell phone.
Well, you know where he's at right now, so go get him.
I feel bad for that guy.
Okay. This is NBA trivia. This is for you. You ready? Are you?
I'm waiting.
NBA trivia. Here we go. Woo-hoo. We don't have to do songs. I'm just being stupid. Which player has the most career blocks per game in the NBA Finals with 4.3? This dude blocks four shots a game in the finals when he's there. I'm going to give you the four players.
Okay.
Because you are going to be like, this could be anybody, right?
No, I have an idea.
A, Hakeem Olajuwon. B, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, also known as Lou Alcindor. D, the down low boy Dwight Howard. Or C, you see I went backwards. Patrick Ewing.
Ooh. See, the only one I had in my head was Olajuwon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the only one I had in my head.
Okay. Well, who is it?
I'm going to go with Olajuwon.
It's not.
It's not Olajuwon. Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
NBA bum, Finals, bum. Right?
Yeah. And it's the most. It's the most.
Not Ewing. So you say, is he Dwight or who's the other guy?
Lou Alcindor.
I'm going to go Kareem.
Nope.
Dwight Howard, really?
Nope.
It's not Patrick Ewing.
It's Patrick Ewing.
Shut the front door.
I swear to God, it's Patrick Ewing.
No way. He only been to two finals, dude.
Doesn't matter. Look.
94 and 99.
I didn't make it up.
I don't believe you. Wow.
Hey, shout out to the big dog.
Shout out to the big dog.
Sonics Ewing. Legend, Patrick Ewing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Two Beer, Two Mics. We are
Stop
now
it.
Done.
Stop
the,
it.
The AR, hey, speaking of
Seattle. Jerry Rice, Seattle Seahawks legend.
Terry Owens, Seattle Seahawks legend.
He only was there for a practice until he got wore that Green Bay jersey and then they had to kick him out.
speaking of expansion teams, did you see that the NBA wants to add two? Adam Silver says, I want to add two expansion teams. This is my thought.
I keep hearing that.
This is my thought, okay? They're going to add one in Seattle, but not going to be the Sonics unless OKC sells them their name back.
No, they have the name there.
No.
That's the only thing they kept.
No.
Why do you say that?
Because
OKC, we've already argued this 100 times.
OKC has all the records, all the banners, everything of Seattle. So Seattle has to buy back. It's just like Charlotte had to buy back from New Orleans the Hornets name and the Hornets stuff. Because remember when they left from Charlotte to New Orleans, they were New Orleans Hornets until they went to the Pelicans, right? Because they owned that team. But they had to sell that aspect, the assets to Charlotte to get the Hornets name back. Just like OKC has to sell it to Seattle if they want the Sonics name back. Because right now it's in Oklahoma City. They have it. Now,
listen, I think I'm going to read this to you.
Hold on. I think it's going to be Seattle
yep.
and Vegas.
Well, yeah, I think those are the easy ones.
So, which means that you're going to have to move two Western teams to the East, New Orleans and Memphis.
We've been trying to do that for years.
I think Memphis and New Orleans make the most sense to go to the Eastern Conference.
I don't see why not.
Right?
And then you put two new Pacific Division guys.
Which is Vegas right. and Seattle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So settlement terms of a lawsuit between the city of Seattle and Clay Bennett's ownership group stipulated the Supersonics banners, trophies, and retired jerseys remain in Seattle. The nickname, logo, and color scheme are available for any subsequent NBA team that plays at Key Arena subject to NBA approval.
NBA approval? I mean, they don't have it outright, though. It's not theirs to own. They don't own it.
No.
Approval means that OKC says, okay, you can have it.
No.
Yes, it does.
NBA approval. It didn't say. Did it say?
What
now,
did, listen what
did,
that, what
did, that did video, I just read NBA or what, did I say Clay video, Bennett's ownership
what
group?
What did that video show say at the very end of that video?
No, it doesn't say that.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It says OKC owns the rights to Seattle Sonics.
The owners of the Oklahoma City Thunder have agreed to leave the Supersonics name, logo, colors, banners, trophies, and records in Seattle. For
leave
a possible,
no.
for a future NBA franchise.
Leave it there. Doesn't mean that they don't own it. OKC still owns it. But I'm going to leave it. I don't want that shit. I don't want that shitty ass green and
We're
yellow in my storage.
And this is wrong.
I don't want that shitty ass green and yellow in my storage.
It isn't that green color scheme. It really isn't like a green color scheme.
It's like Packers. I don't want that in my storage.
The Packers are more green than yellow.
So leave it there. Hey, speaking of Packers, you hear about this wild shit about the Packers and Philly can't wear green in Brazil because it's gang
shit? Yeah, what is this stuff?
So why the hell would you put...
Why would you put them both down there?
So you're going to have... So this is what happened. Oh, Philly's going to wear black. Philly's going to wear black and Green Bay's going to wear white.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
They have to, right? No. Or Green Bay... Or Green Bay wears that ugly-ass blue and yellow.
Or we don't go to Brazil.
No. Or Green Bay wears that ugly-ass blue and yellow old school.
Ugh. Remember those?
But I'm saying, though, what else can Green Bay do other than green? It has to be white?
Just turn on your inner gangster and go after it and just put out what you want. Who gives a shit? You're the NFL.
But it has to be either that blue and yellow or that white and yellow.
That's so silly.
If that's the case.
They're sports
teams. And Philly has to either wear white.
Gangs don't make sense.
And the black. You know what I'm saying? Well, I get you. But that's what's going to be in Brazil on Friday.
They shouldn't even be in Brazil. If it's that dangerous, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Right?
What are we doing?
Hey, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What else we got? Was there something else I had?
I don't know.
It was a fun podcast.
Talking about football in Brazil. That's why.
That's true.
Right? American foosball.
American foosball.
Speaking of foosball, I'm actually watching Ted Lasso right now. Have you seen it?
You see what?
Speaking of foosball.
Oh, you're watching Ted Lasso?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
I'm on season two. It's not bad, actually.
It's pretty good?
Yeah. Oh. You should check it out.
I'll have to. I don't think I had. Oh, there were some things we didn't talk about last week.
Oh, also another show too. I forget on Netflix. I'm watching with my friends. I forget what it's called. Something. Fool Me Once. Fool Me Once.
Fool Me What?
On Netflix. Fool Me Once.
Okay,
check it out. It's a British show, so if they have an accent. Pip pip chitty yo.
Oh my god, you and your.
Hello, governor.
Oh,
shrimp on a barbie. Oh no, that's Australian.
This was a good like. Trigger a conversation thing. This I wanted to do this a while ago. I couldn't remember. They talked
my DMX.
Shout out DMX. Rest in peace, brother.
Rest in peace, brother.
How much would they ask? Somebody asked.
It's probably a little bitch dog, but that's okay.
Going off the rails right now.
My bad.
Hey, CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons were on a
House of Highlights. In Japan.
They were on a House of Highlights podcast not that long ago.
In Japan.
Is that where it was?
Yeah.
And they were both asked, how much would each of you score in an NBA game?
Right.
So let's talk about it.
Who's getting
buckets in an NBA game right now? Who's actually getting buckets? CJ or Micah?
Are we talking about the whole season or one game?
Just say they're playing a game right now.
I think they could score 10 points.
I've never seen either one of them put a basketball in their hands, so I have no idea.
Well, yeah, but I think Parsons could use his body to score at least 10 points on somebody.
You think Stroud's a little more finesse?
I think Stroud could shoot his 10 points.
You think so?
I think.
I wish I knew if they played
He's
ball.
A quarterback, so I think the arm motion, same with...
Somewhat.
So that's why I say that.
I got you.
But Parsons is the big guy, right? So he has to be closer.
Yeah.
And you got to count fast breaks and free throws. So that's why I say maybe 10 points.
You think those guys would actually have a chance on an NBA team at all?
No.
I don't think they could.
No, either. They won't make the roster. No.
No, not even G League. They're athletic. And there's all sorts of different levels of athleticism. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe G League. That's the highest, though.
Yeah.
But they can, I mean, if they
get... Well, it's like DeAndre Hopkins played for Clemson basketball, right, and he was a baller.
He's a baller.
Oh, Tony Gonzalez?
Yep, baller.
He baller.
Antonio Gates. What college?
Kent State.
Yes.
Shout out Kent State. We know so many people went to Kent State.
I don't know anybody went to Kent State other than
Darius, Al.
I don't know that.
Danny.
I know that.
Oh.
You knew that. I didn't know that.
If you hung out more, you'd know this.
Well, that's true.
Shout out Al.
Where's Kent State?
We love you, bro. Ohio.
Where in Ohio, dumbass?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Do you know?
No.
Shut the fuck up, Chase. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me.
I want to get the four horsemen back together.
Let's go.
I mean, you hear that,
Kevin and Patrick?
I ain't got shit to do no more, so fuck it.
Let's go, bro.
I still can't go to Vegas.
Hey, why?
I can't.
Why not? You don't want to?
That's my weekend with him.
Oh. No, we're talking about going to Atlanta now for NFL football.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not in the text message. I don't know.
Jump in, dummy. What's your problem?
No one said anything in that four horseman text message.
Just waiting for you to come back, bro. Just come on back in. Oh. We'll release you back into the wild.
I appreciate you. Atlanta and who?
I don't remember. Oh, I thought it was Seahawks, but I could be wrong. Oh, no. It wasn't Seahawks. Pat knows. Pat knows. It's October 20th or something like that. Fuck, let's look it up.
That might be fall break weekend.
Then let's go.
No, I mean, I may have him that weekend.
Oh.
But I can switch it.
Just leave him here.
I can switch it.
My wife will watch him.
No, no, I'll switch it. Let's see.
Do-do-do. Week 8, 2024.
Week.
Oh, maybe it's not the 20th.
You don't know.
No, they talked about something. This one says Atlanta at Tennessee on the 20th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's last year. So stupid.
Gosh. What are you typing?
Games on October 20th, 2024.
That's a problem. Go to Atlanta schedule. NFL opponents. NFL schedule. Jeez. Do I have to teach you how to do these things? Apparently I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Schedule. All right, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it is Seahawks. Seahawks at Falcons, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. game. Jesus Christ.
Because that's before the time zone change.
Yeah.
Before November.
Yeah, because November, you know, yeah. Fall back, spring forward, whatever the fuck. Yeah. You in for that? That'd be fun.
I ain't going to that shit.
Darius said it would be a great time.
I don't give a shit about Seattle.
Who cares?
You do.
Nah. Me and Kevin do. Me, hey, me, Pevin. Me, Kevin, and Patrick.
You, Pevin?
Do.
Pevin?
Let's call them Pevin.
Pevin.
Let's call them Pevin. Your new nickname is Pevin.
Oh, so what are we, Jate? Or names?
Names.
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 We're names.
We're names. Those are our couple names.
How come your name has to be first?
You said it.
Well, I said Jate first. You said Jate. That one.
I didn't even get a chance to like it.
You didn't like that one.
Oh, my God, James.
Is this a black and white thing again?
That's on you.
White and black.
That's why this works, dog. That's why this
Hell
works.
Hell yeah, it does, baby. No, we can go with names. We got Pevin names.
Pevin and names. Every hotel we go to, we'll just say
Pevin names.
Pevin names. It's four dudes swinging into a two queen room.
Pevin names.
So stupid.
Or just being you checking it first, we just go names Jate or Jate names.
There you go. And they'd be like,
who?
What? They just give you a card. It's fine. Just go. It's up there. There you go. It's upstairs.
And then Pevin shows up later. Here's your key.
Doug. Regardless, guys trip like that, love hilarious it. For and sure. Fun.
It'd Atlanta's been fun, though.
Well, they already went once, and they said it was awesome.
How close is Atlanta to Nashville?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Just curious.
Don't get me wrong. I like Nashville. It's fun.
I got some peeps. I want to go to Tennessee game because they're going to tear it down. Across the river.
I heard that.
You know, they're going to tear it down, so I want to go before they tear it down.
3 hours and 45 minutes. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I'm a driver, so I'll get in the truck and go.
Yeah, we
you know what I mean?
We can do that. I want
to So if you did a Friday night stop in Atlanta, drive to the Tennessee game, and then come back
for
Sunday football?
But you got to look at when Tennessee's not playing on Saturday, though. That's a problem.
No?
Not that early in the season, because that's still college football.
Oh, October 20th?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't play on Saturday until December. After Thanksgiving.
Really?
It's a contract. They don't want to play on Saturday when college football is playing.
No, wait. Back up. You're saying the Tennessee Vols are not.
No, I'm talking about Titans. Sorry.
Oh. I was like, Tennessee Vols? Of course they are.
Yeah, they are. But we can check.
Oh, you were trying to say, let's tandem two football games.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
But we can't do that.
We could pick better teams than that are closer, though. It wouldn't take that long to, like, drive apart.
We have to see who's Sunday
What
night?
If we went to Buffalo and then, like, what, a Buffalo game and, like, you know, Jets or, you know.
That's too far.
I just think of that.
It would have to be like
convoluted corner.
It would have to be like
country.
Cleveland and then Cincinnati.
That might be all right. Or
Dallas, Houston.
Yeah, that would work too.
Right?
Because Dallas and Houston are what, 2.5 hours away? Something like that?
Four and a half. Okay.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, but something like that. Or even.
Okay, Texas guy.
Or even LA. You can see the Rams and Chargers.
Oh, shit. That'd be all right.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be funny.
Right?
One's on a Saturday, one's on a Sunday.
What's Vegas to Kansas City? Is that close?
No, what?
No. Okay. No.
I made that drive. It's 5 hours. It's 5 hours. No. It's like 10 hours away.
Or Detroit, Chicago. Or Detroit, Minnesota. Detroit, Green Bay.
Well, yeah. Remember, that's how they call it, a diesel league, because they just ride a bus around to those games.
I'm just saying, though. So that was something we have to look at.
All right.
Or Pittsburgh, Philly.
That's what I'm saying. If we did something in the Northeast, that would work. It's all tight and punched up there in a corner. Why not?
Or New England Jets. New England Giants.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Miami, Tampa?
Just keep going. Let's go to all of them.
Shit, Miami, Tampa would be fun, though.
Can we win the lottery and just do this?
Miami, Tampa might be
fun. That'd be fun, right? That'd be a good one.
I play lottery, so on Wednesday I'll tell you if we win.
You do play the lottery? I don't play the lottery at all.
Not every week.
No, but just when it's up?
No, or, not even when it's up. I just play.
You just kind of look at it like, I'll play today.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
You have certain numbers you pick?
No.
You just randomize
Whatever.
It? Really?
I ain't gonna win.
But he's like the thrill.
I want to win.
The thrill.
I want to. I love the preparation, the planning. Because
the fantasy.
You know how many people I would help.
You know, well, that's a good thing you say it like that. But here's the thing.
Because I'm more of a giver than like I'm gonna take care of my own. Don't get me wrong.
For sure. For
sure. Take care of my own. Take care of my peoples that I love. People that are in my circle. Mm-hmm. You know, like my dog right here and his family, and you know, and my family. Like, I'm gonna take care of people.
Yeah.
First.
You should.
And then I would love to just be able to go to like a mailbox and just drop off a briefcase to somebody.
Like Mr. Beast? just what he does, dude. Like, it's crazy.
You know what? I see you struggling. Or I wanna pay for a kid's college. Like, all you gotta do worry about is maximizing every opportunity and get the good grades.
There you go.
And become whatever you want to be.
There you go.
I'll take care of your room, your board, your food, and everything.
That's awesome.
I
it's noble.
But I don't know if I wanna be known doing that. I want to be anonymous.
You can be anonymous.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
you're like, too popular of a guy, though, dude. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that.
You do.
There's just a lot of things that I would.
I think you know what? I'm gonna tell you something right now. I think the world needs to know more about you. I know we're on the internet, but yeah. I think the world needs to know more about you. That's how badass you are.
No, I appreciate you. There's so many things. I just want to help people.
Absolutely.
You know, there's
the way it should be.
There's a lot of people that need help.
At the end of the day, how much do you actually need?
Right.
You know what feels good? Giving.
Yes. And I you know what? And all I need is two words from you.
Thank you.
That's all I need.
That's it.
I don't need anything else. Mm-hmm. If we can build a relationship down the future and just be able to communicate and talk, that's a plus. But I don't even need that. I would love that.
Right.
But I just want to help people.
Yeah.
And too many people in this world that are struggling that don't need to be struggling.
Right. I agree.
Right.
I absolutely agree.
And I can't help them right now. Because I can't give them what they need first.
Right.
I had to first take care of myself.
Of course.
Which is what I'm going through right now.
At the end of the day, you got to take care. Rule number one, I'm number one, taking care of number one.
And then I want to take care of others.
Absolutely.
I want to. But who knows? Maybe Wednesday, I'll get rich.
What do you play, Mega Millions?
I play
whatever it is?
Whatever it is.
I'm always trying to win big on NFL like, betting or right. NBA.
I'll put $5 bet on every fucking game and try to win like 10,000 and it never works.
Just falters.
I had an 8-2 record one time.
Damn.
You know one of the two losses?
Who?
Fucking Seattle and Baltimore.
Our teams?
Yeah.
So stupid.
I know. I'm
you
like.
You know what I do? I'll do.
And it was Baltimore gets the Colts.
I remember that game.
At home.
I remember that. I remember how mad you were.
Yeah. I went back when we lost.
It wasn't mad we lost. It was mad we lost that money. Although I'm in that same regard where like if I make a bet again with my team.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I picked the team that's supposed to beat us or not supposed to beat us, whatever
right,
the fuck.
Right.
I will absolutely lose $25 for Seattle to win because the high you have on your NFL team winning
exactly.
for the week. Isn't that a weird concept?
So you know, I stopped doing. I don't bet on them anymore.
Yeah, but at the same time, like if you bet with them, then you're like, I'm gonna bet on like, you know, say it was New York playing Seattle. It always happens.
Right.
The Giants beat Seattle in Seattle all the time. I don't all even know why it happens,
right.
but it happens, right? I'll bet with the Giants and I won't even, oh my God.
I don't even mad because Seattle wins. Like, oh yeah, I lost 20. Like, okay.
Oh damn.
I lost an opportunity to win 2,000, but
the, yes, the dynamic is that high you have for the week that your team won.
Oh yeah.
Where in baseball, your team wins, it's like, cool, you have that for 14 hours.
14 hours, because they play
tomorrow. And then they're playing right now or whatever,
right.
and you don't know what's happening.
No.
Dude, but the NFL, though, it's a different high, right?
Sure it is, because only 17 games.
17 games, and then like you feel good that
Do
week?
Do you think we get to 18 games?
Oh, yeah.
When?
Probably very shortly.
Like
2 years.
Give me a year.
I'm going to say two years. Two years from now.
So 2026 season, we are 18 games.
We've already heard Roger Goodell say, we almost don't need a preseason. And I'm like, but you're going to get
You do need a preseason.
But you're going to get preseason games those first four.
That's what I'm saying. Preseason games, preseason injuries. You're going to get, unless you start training camp in June.
You're not going to.
Spring training in June or July.
Right.
You're going to get those preseason injuries and preseason mishaps and,
for sure.
and mistakes. Or you got to give them 2 bye weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a trade-off.
Yeah.
But he wants the NFL Super Bowl to be during President's Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. Which is what we've been saying all along. That way, Monday is a holiday, regardless.
Oh, that'd be so nice. That would be so nice. I wouldn't have to lie to my work.
You and 28,000 million people, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, sick.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this fine Sunday episode, whatever it is, on Two Beers, Two Mics. My boy Nate right here.
My boy Miller.
Holla at your boys. Woo! You.
Let's go. It's that button.
Just push the right one.
I think you did. Okay. Okay. We got to do pictures. Last week was not fun. We didn't do pictures afterwards.
The thumbnails sucked.